Hey, everybody, it's Brian and Miss Rachel, and this is Catching Time Podcast, where we are hoping, desiring, loving for you to catch time as a family in the car, wherever you're listening, to have a 10-minute quick idea for a conversation, and hopefully it springboards you into so much more. We're excited you're with us. Let's go.
Hi, friends. It's Miss Rachel and Brian, and we are back with Catching Time with Reverend Lauren. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
We're glad
it's
to have
so
you
good
back.
To be with y'all.
Yeah.
My new favorite thing to do.
Perfect. Love it. Love it. Love it. So what is our theme today, Lauren?
Week 4 of Lent.
I can't believe it.
We're right in the thick of Lent, y'all. And this week's theme is about sacrificial giving.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So.
This is going to be a hard episode.
Yes. I think that you'll find there's more than meets the eye when we're all talking about this in our different ages and stages that we're serving here in the church. And we talk about giving. The first thing I think that pops to people's mind is finances. Mm-hmm. I want to go deeper than that for this conversation. And specifically, I want to focus more on that first word of sacrificial. So giving out of what one has, we talk about a lot in the church, time, talents, treasures, et cetera.
Yeah.
It's one thing to give out of the overflow. It's a different thing to give out of, like, the real meat of, like, yourself and what you have.
Yeah.
And the sacrificial nature of what it takes to really hand over, first and foremost to God, like, hey, this is me and this is all I have.
Yeah.
So the practice that we're talking about this week is how can we give sacrificially? And if it's not financial that we're going to focus on, I want to talk about, like, how can we encourage our friends, our younger friends, to give of themselves to others, but in the name of the Lord?
Mm, yeah.
I think about a couple of things that I've seen kids do over the course of time. I know during VBS one year, we had some kids do a lemonade stand. And so instead of using that money that they did for the lemonade stand for something for a toy or something like that, they did it for the mission for that week. And I remember them being so excited and just their excitement of, hey, we did something. And we're not using it for ourselves. We're giving it to somebody else for help with them. But then taking that even further and talking about what you can do. Because kids, they can think of all sorts of different things that they can do. They can be nice to somebody. They can be, kind to a friend at recess or things like that. But what can they actually do? And parents, you know what your kids can actually do. There's a lot of things that they can actually do to give to others that we're just not thinking about. That's where my thoughts go.
I think when I think about my high schoolers, middle schoolers, one of the things they're abundantly aware of is time, right? It's one of the things that produces the most anxiety among students now, but is also one of the things that limits them, controls them, gives them parameters. And so sacrificing of time. And what that looks like for a high school student is a little different than a middle school student, because I think about, like, our seniors. One of the sacrifices some of our seniors make, not all of them, is they'll go pick up freshmen on Mondays and Wednesdays and bring them to home days, right? They'll drive over to the high school, hop in the pickup line just like every other mom and pick up, right?
Cool.
5, 6, sometimes more than that, freshman kids, throw them in the car and drive them over to St. Andrew, right? That is sacrificial because, like, for me and Trent, we would love to do that, but we have to be here. We have students who are already here. We've got to be present. So they sacrifice and they give up their time, their gas money, which arguably some of them, it's not theirs, it's mom and dad's, but they're giving of themselves and they're giving for somebody else, right? The other way I think about it for our middle schoolers of giving back or sacrificing, and this is tough for a middle schooler, is when we have a new student come in. This is where I see the sacrifice happen a lot.
Yeah.
And going, hey, this is so-and-so. They're new. Will you show them around? And when it's done well, that student gives up their Sunday and they pal around with that student, right? They hang out with them. They make sure they know where the donuts are. They make sure they know where to sit. And this is where our small group meets. And this is my small group leader. When it's done poorly, it's like, oh, hey, and then they walk away, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not willing to sacrifice my time. I also think about the ushers and greeters here on Sunday morning, right? Like, and I've seen it happen Sunday after Sunday where a new family comes in. They go, let me show you around, right? Mm-hmm. This is not a small campus to walk around and show people the important things. And yet they take the time to walk them all the way to our student area, which if you walk through the front door, It's a good
walk. It's a long ways.
That point you just made is actually something St. Andrew was famous for in the early days.
Yeah.
Of having staff members, pastors, regular church members, anyone pause and drop what they were doing to walk people around. There's so many stories about Robert Hasley, the founding pastor, who had this unmissable, it became bright white hair over the years, right? And so many stories about Robert dropping everything when someone walked in. Maybe they were even lost and they were looking for, you know, the food pantry or something else.
Yeah.
He would give them a whole tour until the end when they would maybe find out he was the senior pastor. Maybe.
Yeah.
It was always just this like grand gesture of importance and priority on the people of God instead of like the things of us.
Yeah. No, I think too, like how do we carry that spirit, right? Of like, we'll call it hospitality, of welcome, of sacrifice, into the places where we work, our schools, right? Mm-hmm. I met this young man at Lunch Bunch, and he had come in and he was like, oh, I can't stay today. And I was like, oh, why not? He's like, oh, I got to go buy a cake. And I was like, okay, you know, we have dessert here. kind of a Lunch Bunch staple. He's like, no, I'm buying it for my teacher, right? Like he was actively giving up his lunchtime to go buy a cake for his teacher. Listen, I wasn't a great student. I would have never bought a cake for a teacher. But like, what does that look like, right? In the context of even a little or an adult, like how do you live that way in your office, right? I've always worked in churches, so I don't feel like I have a great grasp of that.
Yeah.
But Lauren, you've been in the corporate world. Like how do you carry that kind of attitude into the corporate space, the 9 to 5?
The free ways to live sacrificially that I don't see done enough, but when it's done, it totally stands out, is living sacrificially in the way of extending invitations to be an includer.
Wow.
It is rare, y'all. And it blows my mind every time I show up to The Root on a Sunday, which is the adults Bible study class I teach, and there are these adults sitting together. I've never seen, you know, maybe two or three of the couples. I'm familiar with the other, and they have all come together because one person at one office invited all of them.
Mm. Wow.
Or because they were at a college football weekend and a friend of a friend invited them. And it's this like extension of invitation that even adults are willing to put themselves out there for. And it surprises me, which in some ways is kind of sad. It shouldn't surprise us. But in the corporate world and in wherever your workplace is, if you just think about how free it is to be an includer and how few of us go the extra mile to do it. Lent is a time of living sacrificially. It's not a time of excess, of self-indulgence. It's not that. Lent is a time to focus on the bare bones of what is right in front of us because everything we have is God's, and that's where the excess is.
Wow, that was good, yeah.
Whoa. So that's what comes to my mind.
Lauren's blowing my mind over
I
here,
know.
Right?
I think this it might be time Spirit. For us to pause for a moment
absolutely.
And ask each other this question. What are we going to sacrifice this week? Or what sacrificial giving thing can we do? Is it the time that Brian has talked about?
Yeah.
Is it the invitation that Lauren has talked about? And kids, what is it for you? Ask your parents. Parents, ask your kids. We'll be back. All right, and we're back. Thanks for hanging with us. And Lauren, what is our verse for this week?
Sure. So the Proverbs have a lot to say about this, obviously. Back to that message translation I mentioned, Proverbs 11, verse 25 says this, "The one who blesses others is abundantly blessed. Those who help others are helped." So just let that sink in.
Love. It reminds me a little bit, and I may be way off, but I don't think I am, of "You're blessed to be a blessing."
Mm-hmm.
That
is exactly where my brain went. Just a little on the nose there.
Yes.
Yeah. No,
okay,
absolutely.
Holy Spirit.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we are all blessed to be blessings to others. We are blessed, and so we go forth and be a blessing. And I think that might be where we leave today, friends, is thanks so much for listening to us. We'll see you next time, and remember that you are blessed to be a blessing. Amen. Friends, thanks so much for spending time with us on Catching Time. We hope that this has inspired you. See you next time.